Walk me through one run. Something wakes up on a schedule and the pricing graph has rose in it afterwards. What happens in between?
Start before the run, because two of its four inputs are already sitting there when it wakes.
Written by what?
Prising feed. It holds a connection open to 14 venues, and it writes two different things.
One of them is prices.
One is prices, prising DB, raw prices, one row per venue per second. The other one is the interesting one for us. When a feed connects, the venue hands it the list of every market it lists, and the feed writes that list down.
Well,
Prising DB, venue markets. One row per venue per market, with the two tickers kept separately.
Why store that? You could get the markets from the price rows. Anything that traded is a market.
That is what it used to do, and that is the thing that broke. Anything that traded in the last day is a market that traded, not a market that exists. About a fifth of them are quiet on any given day.
And a quiet market looks delisted.
Looks delisted, loses its rows, comes back tomorrow. So the feed writes what the venue actually lists, and quiet is just quiet.
Fine, now the job wakes up.
Prising Graph Sync, once a day. And the first thing it does is not touch a database at all. It goes out to the internet.
To do what?
To fetch four asset directories, Gate, BitGit, HTX, and KuCoin. Every one of them publishes, openly, the contract address it credits a deposit at for every ticker on every chain it supports.
So that is the ticker to address lookup.
That is the lookup, and it lives in a package called asset contracts. It fetches all four, reconciles them, and hands back one object.
Reconciles how?
Where two of them publish the same ticker on the same chain, they have to agree. If they name different addresses, that ticker resolves to nothing.
And where only one publishes it?
That one is taken. Most tickers have exactly one publisher, so that is the common case rather than the exception.
All right, so during the run, every time it needs a ticker, it calls out to Gate.
No, and that distinction matters more than it sounds. It fetches four times, at startup, before anything else happens. What comes back is a map held in memory for the rest of the run.
Why does that matter?
Two reasons. It is thousands of lookups against four HTTP calls. And more importantly, the answer cannot change halfway through a run, so every chain gets resolved against the same snapshot.
Okay, and if one of the four does not answer?
The whole run fails, and nothing is written.
Even though you have three?
Even though the one that dropped out might be the one that disagreed, so losing it turns a contested ticker into a unanimous one. Silence makes the answer look stronger than it is.
Right, so now it has the map. What is next?
Now it reads Prising DB, venue markets, and that gives it the parents.
Parents meaning the markets that other things are aliases of.
Exactly that. Every listed market across every venue, named once. Those are the things the graph is going to attach pools to.
And if a venue has no rows in there?
It refuses to run.
That seems harsh again. Skip the venue.
Watch what skipping does. Hold that thought until I tell you how it writes, because the two are the same decision.
Noted, keep going.
Now the chains. For each chain, it reads the pool tables, Solana.swap pools, and swap contracts on the EVM chains. What it wants from those is one thing, the distinct pairs of tokens that pools hold.
Just the pairs, not the pools themselves.
It does not care that there are 10,000 pools holding the same pair. It cares that the pair exists on that chain.
So now you have markets on one side and token pairs on the other. How do they meet?
Through the map, take a market, a base ticker, and a quote ticker. Ask the map what each of those two is on this chain. You get two addresses. Now you have a pair.
And you look for that pair in the pool table.
You look for it both ways round.
Why both ways? The pair is the pair.
Because a pool stores its two tokens in a fixed order, and on most chains that order is decided by which address sorts first, not by which asset is the base. So a pool holding your market may hold it the other way up.
And a pool that holds it backwards is the wrong pool.
A pool that holds it backwards is the same market quoting the reciprocal. Throw those away, and you lose most of the EVM chains.
So you keep it. How do you keep it without lying about the price?
The edge carries a flag. Parent, child, and whether the child holds it inverted. Whoever consumes it flips the ones that are marked.
That is the whole matching step.
That is the whole matching step, repeated for every chain.
And a token that lives at the same address on two chains.
Produces the same edge twice, and it gets written once. That is deliberate. An edge names two addresses and no chain, because the same address on two chains really is one thing to price.
Now there is a second kind of child you keep mentioning.
The coin identifiers. A vendor-sourced feed does not call the market ETH_USDC. It calls it by the vendor's own names for the two coins.
And the exchanges cannot help with that.
They have never heard of those names. So for that one step, the job reads market data dot symbol mapping, the curated ticker to coin table, and only the rows a person confirmed.
Which is smaller?
Much smaller, and it will stay smaller, because no source exists that could widen it.
So the address side got fixed, and the coin side is stuck.
The coin side is stuck. I am not going to pretend otherwise.
And it needs no chain, that one.
None. A coin identifier is the same everywhere, so it is derived once for the whole run rather than per chain.
All right, so we have a pile of edges. It starts inserting.
It writes once. One statement at the end, and that statement makes the table equal to what this run derived.
Equal to, so it deletes things.
Anything in the table that this run did not derive is gone. Anything new is inserted. Anything unchanged is left alone.
Why not just insert the new ones and update what moved?
Because then nothing is ever removed. A pool that stopped existing, a market that got delisted, a ticker that two venues now disagree about, all of that would sit in the table forever, and there is no second job whose responsibility is cleaning it.
So the run is the truth every time.
The run is the whole truth every time, which is the answer to the thing I told you to hold.
Ah, if a venue is missing, its markets are not in the derivation.
And the right treats absent as deleted.
So skipping a silent venue would quietly wipe every edge that only that venue supported.
Everyone, and it would look like a completely successful run. So a missing venue is a failure instead, and the previous day's graph stays untouched.
That is the same shape as the missing directory.
It is the same decision twice. When the output is a full replacement, an incomplete input is not a smaller answer. It is a wrong one.
Let me try to say the whole thing back. The feeds write what each venue lists. The job wakes, fetches four directories into memory, reads the listings for its parents, reads the pool pairs per chain, matches markets to pairs both ways round, adds the coined names from the curated table, and replaces the graph in one statement.
That is the run.
What does it write outside its own database?
Nothing. It reads the mapping table and the pool tables, and it writes one table in PrissingDB.
And who reads that table?
Nobody yet.
Nobody.
Nothing opens it. There is a plan for who will, and it is worth being precise about, because there were two places the merge could have gone.
Which two?
Inside the aggregate, so the merged number is already sitting in the price table before anyone asks. Or at read time, so the table keeps a row per name, and whoever asks expands outward through the graph first.
And which is it?
Read time. The aggregate's own architecture document says the graph is not consumed there, and the read path being built takes a list of names and answers them.
So the price table keeps both rows, the exchange's name for the market and the pools, side by side forever.
Side by side, both correctly averaged over their own venues, and nothing in that table says they are the same thing. The graph says it, one layer up when somebody asks.
So the last step of the whole design is the one that has not been built.
The last step is the one that has not been built. Everything up to it runs.